Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
I have one question for all of you. What the hell do you mean naming the college after me for one day? It should be the permanent name of Six College, should it not? It should be an all perpetuity Conan O'Brien College, because I change things. Alcohol would be free. Marijuana would not just be legal, it would be mandatory. You would have to prove that you had so much a day. I love you too, sir. Finally, a woman. Thank you. I'm still interested. That wasn't a no to you. That's a yes to both of you. What do you mean now you're saying no? No. We're going to get to both of you, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, I was under the impression that this was going to be a permanent change to the name of this college. I thought there'd be bronze plaques. I heard rumors of a stone statue. And I get here, and everything that says Conan O'Brien College is written on a dry erase board. It's gonna come right off. And tomorrow it's the Zac Efron Library. Do you? Now I've met him. The guy's got incredible BO. This is all off the record. Now it is an incredible honor. An incredible honor to be have Sixth College named after me for just this one day. And I do want to just say hello to everyone from Sixth College. I know we have some other people here. Earl Warren. Is Earl Warren here? Is it John Muir? Moore? I hear you guys are stoners. That's the word on you guys. That's the word. You can't say that about Eleanor Roosevelt. Ravel, is Ravel here? It's an honor to meet all of you. I know that I'm quite sickly looking in person. Why is that funny? That's a joke. I was told, hey man, you're going to San Diego. It's gonna be incredible. It's like Northern Ireland here. Was that me? Did it change the second I got here? It's 44 degrees outside. There's a fog settling in. I had the pleasure of meeting a lot of you today. Some of you hugged me for a long time. You know who you are. There were some ladies and two guys that wouldn't let go. But I'm here to tell you that I will do what it takes for this school. I will do what it takes. I will do anything it takes to be a good founding member of Conan O'Brien College. I will fight your strongest man. Have him stand up. Where's your strongest man? I will fight him. Wait. Oh my God. No. Stand up! I've never had to fight a guy who's wearing a t-shirt that says, Sixth loves Coco. fear is leaving my body. When you stood up, I'm like, that's a tough guy. That guy looks like he works out. Oh, he loves Kugel. We'll fight later, all right? All right. He's still standing. He wants to do this. You really want to do this, don't you? All right, now I'm here for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't come here to fight you. I came to love you. I came to share some of my expertise. I've been through a little bit in my life. I've been through some experiences. And one of my favorite things is talking to young people. And the people I've met here today, you are interested, you're curious, you're fascinating, and I'm told that you have questions. And what I really want to do is have a dialogue tonight. I want you guys to ask me. You can ask me anything you want. If you wish to touch me, you may. You can rub any part of my body. It's pretty much, I can't feel anything at this point. You get to a certain age where it just goes. But I'm here to answer your questions, and I don't know what the format is. Is there going to be a moderator? Little's been explained to me. What's that? Oh, the moderator's coming. What are you doing? What kind of school is this? Anyway, I thought I'd take your questions, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about media. We'll talk about media in the 21st century. We'll talk about my life, the women I've been with, the stars I've seen naked. And I'll pretty much tell you the honest to God's truth. I'll tell you everything I know. So you just ask away, and I believe Ms. Losh now is going to answer. She's going to ask the questions, is that right? You're not going to ask? Oh, the students ask the questions.
So there are two microphones in the hall, and we also had a box of questions for Conan that should magically appear at this point.
A box of questions?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Okay,
these are questions for me.
Yes.
All right. Did you just find these, or are these asked by the student body? These aren't like, where it's like Craigslist. Where can I get a Toyota? Looking for a futon, willing to spend up to $60.
This is a sad one. You want to start with a sad one?
Yes.
All right. With all of your experience and education, what is the best way to approach a hard economy for a job?
I came here to have fun. What the hell is this? I wish I had the magic answer. I do not. I'll give anybody a job who wants one. You name the salary. For what? Oh, okay. Look, pal. Yes, that is a tough question. I didn't think I'd be getting questions like that, but I'll do my best to answer it. I've been incredibly fortunate in my life. I did not get into my line of work to make money. I didn't care actually how much money I made. I got into my line of work because I was really passionate about it. And that actually ended up turning into a job. And although I can't tell my bosses this, I do it for nothing. I really love doing my job. And so I believe that you start by doing anything you can to find something that you enjoy doing. And I know that sounds like an easy thing to say, but long before I ever got a writing job in television or a performing job in television, I did whatever it took. I would get coffee as a runner on the first Comic Relief, which was a special. My job was to get coffee for Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls. Yeah, so imagine this guy running around getting coffee for Estelle Getty. That is what I did, and I didn't care. I was near show business. I knew that somehow, if I worked hard and I kept my eyes and ears open, so go to where they're doing what you're passionate about, and if you have to, reheat pound cake. If you have to, specifically, reheat pound cake. Make coffee. Don't have an attitude. Do whatever it takes. but get the job done, and if you work hard and you show that you have ability, you end up moving up the ladder. It just happens. Now let's hope that the next question is more joyous.
Okay. Please line up at the two microphones in the center. We have another question. This is from David Todd, who is a third-year poli-sci major from Camarillo, California.
Okay, way too much information. It's already out of my head. I don't know what he does. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Who is it?
It's David Todd.
Oh, David Todd. I know David Todd, yeah. From Camarillo, yeah.
Yeah, he just looks
to know if you do. Is David Todd over? Wait, do you guys know David Todd? Oh, you are David Todd. Okay?
He wants to
He wants to be acknowledged.
He wants to know if you need a body double, is the question.
What's that?
If you need a body double.
Well, sadly, when you have these proportions, there is no body double. Find another 6'5" guy with my hair whose legs begin up here. I have the weirdest proportioned body in the world, and I hate to disappoint you ladies, but were I to strip nude, and I will if you stick around for the whole show, it's not pretty. It's a shade of white you've never seen. It's a shade of white that doesn't exist in San Diego. It's a bluish white, a carp belly white. My belly button is like around here. I'm touching my belly button right now. When I hitch up my pants to their proper adjusted height and walk around, it's a freak show. So there's no finding a body double. NASA's building a robot, but it's exploded 4 times. It's a mess. So no, I do not have a body double. I'd love a body double, but I pity the person who would actually get the job. Next question, and don't be shy.
How about one of the ones from the microphone?
Hi, Conan. I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good. I really love your hair, so I had a question about it.
Yes.
So it's really a big part of your celebrity status, your hair. So is there some special maintenance that goes into keeping it perfect and orange?
It's a very personal question, but I'm going to answer it. This hair has been with me since I was a child. And when I was like in the 5th grade, I started combing it up into this wave, and I don't know why. This hair has not been in style since I've been alive. I know a lot of you are young, and you think, okay, maybe that was the style in like the late. This was never the style. I don't know why I did this, but I combed it up this way, and then over the years, I've perfected various ways to maintain its integrity. There's a bathroom spackling compound in here, mayonnaise. I bake this in a kiln every afternoon for 2 hours. I crush very specific red berries that are found in South Africa to create this color. This is the product of about 65 people working very hard to create a Belgian French pastry on top of a grown man's head. I'm glad you find it attractive. Would you like to touch it? Step forward. Step forward. Get in there. And tell them what it's soft and really orange. Did your soul leave your body when you touched it? See, did you see your light when you touched
it? Very much.
Did you see the future?
No.
Everyone else sees the future.
We have another question.
I'm looking at you. You can't just do that to a guy's hair and then walk away.
Why?
Yes, next question.
All right, this is an alumni question.
Oh, alumni. Boring.
Okay. Yes, this Conan character.
All right.
Which one is he?
What is your favorite character /sketch from any of your shows?
Oh. Well, there have been different ones from The Simpsons. I think the monorail episode that I worked on would be my favorite. From my different shows, it's really hard to say. I did a baseball remote once where I played 19th century baseball with a mustache on. But that, I mean, there have been too many of those little weird things that I've liked doing over the years. Years and years ago on Saturday Night Live, I did a sketch called Moleculo, the Molecular Man. That was really weird and stupid and fun. And my favorite things are the ones that borderline don't make sense and are just really weird and left brain. Those are my favorite things. So hard to say. Hard to say. There's been a lot of weirdness over the years, and I can't remember any of it.
Let's take another question from one of the dark shades in the center of the audience.
Yeah, it's really creepy. We can't see who you are, so... Are you, I don't know if you're male, female. Oh, you look like a guy.
A little bit of both. It's cool. My name's David.
What's your name, sir?
David. I'm an alum from Warren.
What's that?
My name's David. I'm an alumni from Warren.
I can't hear.
He says his name is David?
Yes, thank you for translating.
He's an alumni from Warren?
He's an alumni from Warren. From here, because of the acoustics, I heard Alamama. That was on the wrong. And I was like, this is an incredibly multicultural school. Welcome to our country. I bow to you. I hope our customs are not strange. Yeah, you're an alumni from Warren. And what do you do now, sir?
I work at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
Ah, very good. I hope this question touches on our shared expertise in marine life. And the answer is baleen, I believe.
That was what
you were going to ask, right?
Yeah. It'll touch something. So, in the past couple of decades, you've interviewed Matt, talked with several different people on different levels completely. Who are the most attractive people you've interviewed, men
like
and women?
Physically attractive? Just say physically. It's more interesting. That's what everyone... If you say, like, no, whose soul, everyone's going to tune out. If you say, who is just so freaking hot, everyone's on the edge of their seat.
How about only physically and only for a three-hour period? And you can't say, David,
what do you mean only for a three-hour period? Were they disfigured after the interview?
Well, I mean...
Was there an accident of some kind? What?
Not if certain... No accident.
What does the 3 hours mean? Is the 3 hours the amount of time I get to be
okay,
with him?
Okay, you've gotten dirty.
Because I can't do 3 hours.
20 minutes. 20
what?
Minutes. Maybe 20 minutes.
Okay. This is incredible.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, thank you. This is better than the save the economy question, for sure.
What do we do? I don't know, but I'll tell you who's got a killer ass.
Wow, that's a good question. Wow, I have to say, a bunch of years ago when I first saw Angelina Jolie in person. Don't boo! Who boos Angelina Jolie? Okay, whatever. All right, she got your man. I'm sorry. I'll scratch that bitch's eyes out. In person, she's like from another planet. She's like an alien. She's so beautiful that the air around her turns to this sort of granulated molecule. That makes no sense, but it's true. That's a very attractive
that makes
woman.
Sense.
Yeah. And Andy Richter might be the best-looking man I've ever met. He's just got those Nordic features. That's the best I can do. If those two had a baby, that's some baby. That's all I'm saying.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Conan. Thank you.
No problem.
Candace Yang, who's a junior in chemical engineering / cog sci. No, it's from two people, Alex and Candace.
She started as one, but she made herself two.
Well,
using the molecular energizer.
Right. And they want to know, what's the craziest thing you did in college?
Well, you can answer this. Wow. I thought it would be a really funny prank to steal all the newspapers from the school you know, there was a rivalry. I ran the college humor magazine, The Lampoon, and we were wise asses, and then there was the serious newspaper that got the news out, and they're all going to go and have important careers, and we were all alcoholics, and so... Not me. I was, you know, had other problems, but anyway, I thought it'd be really funny if, when they came out with their big important issue, we went and we stole it. So we actually got, a bunch of us got dressed up as commandos, broke into the Harvard Crimson late at night. It was not late at night, it was about 4 a.m, and the papers had just been delivered, but no one was there yet. We knew the exact time when the papers would be delivered to the office from the printing machines, but were not yet to be picked up and delivered to everybody, and we stole them. And I thought, oh, that's funny. Now they'll do a funny prank to us. But they didn't do a funny prank to us. They called the police. And they didn't call the Harvard police, the campus police, who are the nice police, who say, you should get back the newspaper. That'd be a good idea. You gonna do it? That's a good idea. They didn't call those police. They called the Cambridge police. The Cambridge police are the police that beat your head in, if they want to. So I'm thinking I'm really funny, college guy, and I'm laughing in our little Lampoon building, and the doorbell rings, and I open the door, and there's two policemen there, and they have guns. Not drawn. Mine was drawn. I carried a gun. But anyway, they were like, did you take newspapers? And I was like, well, I may have, and I may not have. That's the whimsical world of college humor. Maybe I did and maybe I didn't. As Thoreau once said, you have the right to remain silent. And they started reading me my rights and they put handcuffs on me. I have never squealed faster in my life. I not only told them where the newspapers were, but I told them everything that I had done. It was indecent since I was a child. So yeah, that was probably the weirdest, stupidest thing I did when I was in college. Yay! Was it worth it? No! Was it worth it? No, it wasn't worth it. It was horrifying. I messed myself. Yes, next question.
Sorry, I just got a text and I feel like it's about a question.
What's that? You got a what?
Okay. Oh, never mind. Okay. I wanted to know.
Wait,
about...
someone texted you as they saw you approach the microphone?
Yeah.
This is a casual place, man. The whole vibe here.
I don't know if I want to ask this.
She's about to talk in front of 5,000 people. Think I'll text her.
Okay. My original question was I wanted to know about your most embarrassing date story.
Wow, there's a lot of those. It's really hard to pick one. That's a really good one. I think I did not go to my high school prom. I bailed on the prom because it's a long story, but I bailed on the prom and then immediately regretted it and wanted to ask this girl. But I was friends with some other people that said, oh, prom. Who goes to the prom? We need to go to the prom. Because no one asked them and no one would go with them. Because I hung out with, you know, it was a bad group that I hung out with. They're like, we don't need the prom. Who needs the prom? And I was like, yeah, I don't need the prom. And then this girl that I liked said, you think you might go to the prom? And I was like, nah, who needs the prom? And then it was clear that she would have gone to the prom with me, okay? So I don't go to the prom, and it gets worse. That's my Mayor Quimby. So my dad, I don't go to the prom that night, and he said that I had to plant these bushes for him. And he was like, and I hadn't done it, and he was like, you gotta get on that, man. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Someday I'll have my own shoe, and then I'll show you. And he's like, what was that? I'd be like, nothing. So I went in the backyard, and we didn't have enough fertilizer, so I got in my dad's crappy 1970 Pontiac. I drove to the gardening supply store. I loaded a bunch of fertilizer in the back, and the fertilizer dust was all over me. I'm driving back. I get to an intersection. A prom limo pulls up next to me, and the window lowers, and it's Jimi Hennessy and the girl who wanted to go to the prom with me, and I'm covered in horse manure dust. And I gave one of those like weak smiles, and it was like the coolest prom limo you've ever seen. You know, Snoop Dogg was in there, and there was a disco ball, and fireworks were going off, and they were splitting the atom and drinking, and Then the window went back up and they took off, and I went home and finished planting some poinsettias that have since died. There's your story for you. Now I'm depressed. Between the economy and that question, I don't think I can take too much here. I love you too, sir. Again, always the dudes. It's too late. I'm with him and him.
This is a question from Caitlin Frobozy.
Caitlin Frobozy.
Okay, in pharmacological chemistry.
Oh, you can tell she's a pharmacological student.
And she wants to know, if the world was taken over by zombies, what would be your strategy to survive?
Finally, a question that makes sense to me. That's why I'm here. Thank you, Caitlin.
What about the economy? What do you think is the best strategy for the future?
That's not why I'm here. Killing zombies is why I'm here. Well, I'll get to that. I think the best thing to do would be to go to a place that has a big supply of food. It's in a fairly remote location. I'd head to the Denver airport. There's a lot of food there. It feeds a lot of people. It's fairly remote. And I'd make sure that I had a few friends with me and we had a lot of shotguns. So I'd rob a sporting goods store on the way. And I'd hole up at an airport. Plus, they have those carts. Zombies move pretty slowly. You can get in one and drive away if you get in trouble. Plus, zombies will be confused by that conveyor belt. They'll get on it, and it's going the wrong way. They'll spend hours and hours thinking they're coming after you, and they're not. Meanwhile, yeah. There you go. Meanwhile, I'm in a Cinnabon stuffing my face. So that's the plan. Are we all in on it? When the zombies come, we all meet at Denver Airport. Just do it.
All right, we should ask another question from the dark people out
there. Yes, hello.
Hello, Conan. Hi, I'm one of those girls who was hugging you earlier. And
yes!
Yeah.
I remember you.
Good to see you again. I was wondering if you could do the invisible... Is that an invocation?
I'm sorry, that's so inappropriate. Don't act like this when you get into the real world. I'm way too old to be talking to women and going, but I do it, and it's never worked for me. What would you want?
So, my question was, it's actually not a question, it's a request.
Yes.
Can you do the invisible hip string?
It's called the string dance, yeah. Cut the string. That's important. Anytime.
All right, here's a question from John.
She's headed this way. What's happening? Security. Security, find out her name. Yes.
John is a digital art major. He says his year is 1 year, which I don't know what it even means.
I am 1 year. That sounds so profound.
And he writes, if you couldn't perform, what would be your second career?
Wow. I guess writing, just writing. I do.
Are you a college professor? You don't think that's an awesome career?
I think that is performing, in a way. You're in front of me. And I mean that as a compliment. Professors are in front of people. They're in the zone. They got to think on their feet. So I don't know. I think I would... Right, but I do love to be out in front of people. So some sort of dancer, I suppose. Sort of exotic dancer. That's so low. I'm up here and you're like, dance for us! Dance about, clown!
Bring Conan O'Brien. You're the most entitled people. Bring Conan O'Brien to us. And then he will dance for our music. I'll do it later.
Hey, your hair has to wave always from one side. Have you ever gone the other way?
Tried it once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With
bleeding out my ears.
All right. Well, maybe
just,
in the...
just shooting out of my ears. Like if a nozzle.
If you could endure it, one day in the future, if you could dedicate it to us, we'd appreciate it.
Dedicate?
The wave from the other side and say, look, I maybe look very different. It's just the wave, but I dedicate it.
Oh, you want me to part my hair on the other side one night and dedicate it to you guys?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Wow. Remember that speech I gave you guys on entitlement a while ago? Can you touch your face some night for a... No, I'll, you know what? I'll think about it. I'll give it serious thought. If I'm going to do it for anybody, it's going to be for you.
Who's a second-year student in computer science and psychology.
Okay, computer science, psychology.
She's from Long Beach.
Long
and
Beach.
She says, from a fellow ginger.
Nice. We're going extinct, you know. We're rapidly going extinct, gingers.
Well, she wants to know, do you face discrimination as a redhead?
I'd like to say it's because I'm redheaded. But I think it's the general way I've conducted myself in life that's caused me problems. I'd love to blame it on, oh, the hair. That's why people don't take me seriously. No, I've never been discriminated against because I hated it when I was a kid. My hair was really bright, bright, bright orange, and I had freckles, and I just absolutely hated my face. Just hated myself. And I felt really bad, girls. And all I wanted was someone to understand me. Now you guys know what I'm doing here now. And you admire it, frankly. But yeah, I learned to live with it.
So another question?
Yes.
The microphone?
Yeah, hi. I was...
Dude... I love you guys. I really do. I'm not saying that. My heart beats 9 times for every one of yours. It's great.
I was kind of wondering about the... what's like the story of your hair? Why did you decide to wear it like that? Who came up with the idea?
I'm telling you, it's the same... I answered that one. I just did it.
Oh, yeah.
I know you were in another zone.
Preparing. Preparing to ask this.
Have you ever met Conan O'Brien? It's just the way I've always done it. I don't know why. I mean, since I was shockingly little. I don't know what the problem is with me. I swear to God, I just did it. It's always been that way. I don't know what the problem is. But over the time, there's so many people in media that I can't go anywhere without. I mean, on some level, I guess it worked. Because wherever I go, people are like, you're the ass with the hair, you know? And I'm like, I did it. They know me.
So we have a question from Susie Dang, who's a third year in biochem.
Wait, I don't understand what's happening. You're cheering, but she's over here. So why are you guys cheering? Oh, you love Susie Dang. But you won't sit with her. I don't want to hear your excuses. You should be with your friends, but no, you had to have the good seat. That's how it works, people. That's how it works.
She wants to know your biggest fear.
My biggest fear? Wow. I don't know. Choking. I would say the craziest thing. I don't physically... it's weird. I don't physically fear things. So, I mean, my wife has noticed this. I'm kind of like...
that bulldozer's out of control. I better go stand in front of it. I have like almost a stupid golden retriever kind of. I'm missing that part. I'm absolutely terrified of not making an audience happy. I mean, that's, and I think that's one of the things is that when you go towards, you subconsciously go towards what you fear most. Like what's, I'm not a great athlete. So if I get into a touch football game and I throw a bad pass and people laugh at me, it doesn't hurt me. Because I'm like, yeah, I know, that's not what I do, you know? Badminton's my game. My self-esteem does not rest in that area. But for some reason, at a very young age, I decided to put all my self-esteem on making people entertained. And so the problem is, then you go out night after night, and that's your job, and you're out there, and it works more often than it doesn't, but when it doesn't, you feel like someone fired an ice pick into your gut. And it's, and I think that's what makes me try that much harder and prepare that much more. So that probably is my biggest, you know, fear that involves me, you know, that is, and that's the thing that I think probably motivates me the most. And fire. And like a boulder, a big boulder, crushing me. Falling.
Oh.
Falling.
Sorry.
Right? I've got a few more. Getting stabbed.
Hi. Sorry. I was also one of the other girls that you hugged. I didn't let you go. I don't know if you remembered
earlier.
I remember
you too, yes.
Hi.
Hi.
If you could be...
Where did you say we're meeting? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah! About the after party. I remember you invited us.
What? I can't hear that. And maybe that's a good thing.
If you could be the lead singer of any band...
Matthew's E10?
Yeah!
Is that where the party is afterwards?
Yeah, that's
they don't seem to agree. You got a lot of other people who are like, it's not Matthew's E10.
If you could be the lead singer of any band, what band would it be?
I can't hear you. What's that?
If you could be the lead singer of any band, what band would it be?
I love hardcore psychobilly, rockabilly music. Like really cranked up, crazy, like cowboy hat, long sideburns, played triple time, super fast. So I don't know. I love that kind of music. I love, huh?
Lady Gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga describes what I was just saying. I would say Lady Gaga. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, the person there, in orange.
Huh?
Hi, are you frightened?
A little.
What's wrong with you, are you okay?
I'm really excited to meet you.
Come on up here, don't be, come on. Just sit here with me. Gonna smash your face with the back of her head. How are you? How is it? Is there a mark of any kind? Is it okay? Good. Okay. I said, is there a mark of any kind? She said, no, it's perfectly white. What's wrong? Why do you hate me so? You're so sickly in person.
I know.
Let's be pals.
Thank you.
Okay. Just keep my hand right here. All right, now you had to ask me something. See, it's not so bad. We're all pals here.
Well, you come back every year on April 20th just for us.
Hey, No. That's too funny to do. I'm sorry. You can appreciate that. Now, either you are all thumping your feet, or I'm bleeding into my brain now. That's what it feels like. Don't. No, no, it's okay. I'll recover in time. Now, you may read in the papers tomorrow that I went to sleep and didn't get up. That's not... Yeah, it could happen. But I don't want you to feel badly. You look after my children. I know you will. No. There are other celebrities. I'll be quickly replaced. Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I really do love it here, and everyone has been so gracious to me that I'd love to come back sometime. Can it be every year? I don't know about that.
You should come back every year.
Well, let's see how the whole college name thing goes. Not responsible for my actions. All right, well, it was nice meeting you. And then, the microphone's yours to keep. Yes, you can have a signature. Wow, okay. You're so unselfconscious up here. What am I? Oh, okay. I didn't know what was happening. All right. I got scared and delighted. Here we go. Bam. No problem.
What's that? Enough warmth and good feelings. We have another question from the box for you. All right. So who is the most annoying celebrity you have ever met? A question from Sarah, Adriana, and Christelle.
There's too many. I don't want to answer that one. That's the one that gets out there that causes problems. Annoying. You know what I will say? I'll tell you this, and it's not naming names, but I will tell you this, and it's true. I have like a 70-20-10 rule. 70% of the people you meet in show business are really nice, and then there's 20% that are kind of okay, and then there's 10% where life is too short, and... They're so palpably unhappy. And often those are the people that are putting out the biggest kind of, I'm really happy. And then you meet them and you see that they're just this festering hole of hate. What's that? You know, I don't know him too well, so I can't really say. But you guys are more than welcome to shout out names. Everyone's shouting out names. But no, I would say that most people show up, they do their job, they try, they're perfectly nice, and then there's some that are starting to get high on their own supply, and then there are some that are just completely batshit crazy and insane and mean and they need a beating.
Hey, so,
what?
Okay. Okay, so this is going to be kind of a weird question, so I'm just wondering...
That's good of you. You're the only person to preface with that.
Okay.
Other people just go for it.
So I'm a little bit nervous, but...
Don't be nervous. Well, I'm sure you've given this a lot of thought, and it's a really good question. Everyone's listening, and go.
You're pretty much like a badass person that I've known, so I'm just wondering, how would you ask a girl that you like them, and how would you get with them?
Wait, how would you... Say the question again. How would I ask a girl... If I like a girl, how would I approach her?
Yeah.
Is she here tonight?
No.
Well, dude, I could have hooked you up if she was here right now. That's how we get it done. Do you have a cell phone? You want to call her?
No.
I will seal this deal. Wait, let the man speak. Let the man speak. Does she know you?
She knows me. But...
No. I don't mean she sees you outside her apartment sometimes. You gotta be honest with me here. Because the law is gonna get involved at some point.
Okay.
This is someone you know, who you like.
Yeah.
You just gotta be honest with him, you know? Now, I'm gonna preface that. By saying that never worked for me. but I believe you should be honest with her.
All right.
And I think if you really want to make an impression, her phone rings. Conan O'Brien's on the other end. That's up to you. You don't have to do that now with all these people watching. I understand that's awkward, but if you want to find me after the show, I'll do it, you know? Or maybe that would make things worse.
Okay.
Or maybe she and I would start seeing each other. Which is usually how these calls go.
And the last part of this question is...
The last part.
Yeah, I'm also looking for, like, so...
Can you cut some of her hair and bring it to me? You're a monster! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a resume for my work, so I'm just sorry if I could become an intern.
That takes balls. I like it. Bring it forward. What's this for? Let me read this. No, you're through. You didn't bring a resume. Let's see. Special skills. Stalking. I've got my eye on you. Is it Basil or Basil? Basil. Does anyone ever say Basil? Does she call you Basil? All right, dude. Here's what we're going to do. I've got this. What kind of job are you looking for? Interning. Well, we'll talk. But let's see. You asked much of me. You don't understand that. You want me to fix up your love life and your professional career. You guys have no shame. Hey, Paul! Come here! Come here! Hello, La Jolla, come here! Get me a girlfriend and a job! Yeah, and then dance around! Girl's gonna hit you in the head with her head. Now get out of here. And guess what? School's not named after you after today. Psych! All right, I got this.
Hi, Conan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay. See, Basil, this is how it's done. So, what's going on, man?
Just watching you.
Yeah. It's a real coincidence, is I'm watching you. Now, in real life, this is usually the part, guys, where I start crying. So don't be fooled. Yes?
So they asked about your craziest night in college, but what about life in general? Your craziest night that you can remember.
In life? Oh. There's not one. There's been too much insanity in my career, and it really is like saying to Pavarotti near the end of his life, what was your favorite plate of pasta? Like, you know, there's been so much absolute craziness in some of the things that have happened to me that I just honestly cannot access one of them and say that's the be all and the end all. I've just had a lot of insane experiences. I've kickboxed with Chuck Norris, and I taught him a thing or two, that's for sure. No, I've met most of my heroes. I've met just about everybody I wanted to meet. I've had the opportunity to play guitar with Bruce Springsteen and cut an album with Jack White. And you have all these things happen, and you think, okay, that's it. I'm tapped out. I've had more than my... And there's just been a lot of... There's also been stuff that's gone so horribly wrong and gotten so weird in the last couple of years that it's been, in a way, transcendent. I wouldn't change any of it, you know, but everything I went through a few years ago and then going out on that tour was one of the best experiences. It was two things. It was a yin-yang symbol. It was a yin-yang symbol of somehow the worst... period of my professional career being transmogrified into the best period of my life, you know, and I don't understand it to this day. So I don't even, yeah, and it was whatever it was pure. The good was pure. The bad was pure. It was honest. It was real. And I've always thought that I'm going to probably at some point just have to stop doing this, wait 10 years and take a nap, and then get up and write it all down, because it's been, and I don't think anyone would believe half of it. It's been so weird. But, you know, it's a lot of you were too young to know this, but back in 1993, when I'm sure people... You were born in 1993? That's funny, because I was going to say I had a child who I lost track of, who I mailed to San Diego. Yes, I see the hair as a giveaway. Father! If you go back a long time, and no one, you can't appreciate it, but at the time, there wasn't nearly as much television. There were just a couple of, it was 4 networks at the time. Cable wasn't really around. And there was basically, you know, 2 shows. There was Johnny Carson and there was David Letterman. And David Letterman left, announced he was leaving, and there was an opening, and the Tonight Show was taken. So he was like, all right, I'm going to leave and go to CBS. And there was an opening, and there was this search to find somebody to take his place. And if you calculated my odds of getting that beforehand, the computer would have said they're so infinitesimally small it could never happen. Nobody knew who I was. I was not an established performer. I was a writer. It's insanity. And literally 50 things had to go wrong for me to get that job. And then I was in over my head for at least a year, and struggling and having all kinds of problems. So surviving that was miraculous. Do you know what I mean? And now I meet all these young people who've grown up watching me, and I try to explain to them that, you know, I never really even should have had that job in the first place. And they say, what are you talking about? I was in diapers watching you. They're talking about 2 years ago because I have some kind of problem. But they grew up watching me, and so they don't understand that the craziness of me getting that late night job in the first place was unprecedented. And at the time, people were flipping out. And it was really young people that started saying, hey, I like this show. This guy's really weird. He's got to calm down. His hair's a freak show. I don't know. Did he make up that name? His voice sort of sounds like a girl's. What's going on with this guy? And that took a long time to play out, but they liked the show. And so just surviving, I think, was probably the biggest, weirdest miracle of my career. I'm glad my pain brought you pleasure.
So here's a question from Tamara Freeland, who's a senior in communication. Mm-hmm. Yay, communication. I'm teaching that department right now, so I like it. All right. What is one of your most embarrassing childhood memories?
What is it? You people want to see me humiliated.
They want to know about your fear and shame.
I know. My most embarrassing childhood memories.
This is actually therapy. You don't even realize it.
Oh, I realize it. Wow. Most embarrassing childhood memories. Man, there's so many. I think there's nothing worse in the world than when someone says, hey, everybody, look at me. When you say to people, hey, everybody, look at me, it means that you really have your act down. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you have worked out a trick, shot in basketball or pool, or you have a cool thing you can do, and you stop a whole bunch of people who are talking and you say, hey, everybody, look at me, it means you know what you're about to do. I had worked out this funny thing I was going to do, and I was in front of all my cousins, and I was about 9 years old, and this is in a place called Watch Hill, Rhode Island, and it was nighttime and it was summer, and all my cousins are playing, and I had this funny somersault that I was going to do, and I stopped everybody and I said, hey, everybody, look at me, and started to run to do my somersault and fell into the largest pile of dog shit I've ever seen. And was just my whole chest. Like, this dog was sick. And I fell into it, and I had made everybody stop, and I said, hey, everybody, look at me. And ran and fell. They all saw it happened and laughed. Then they kept laughing and laughing and laughing, all my cousins and my friends that hung out and watched show, and then it was time to go home, and My parents put me in the back of the station wagon, and everyone sat in the very front. And I just sat back there, covered in excrement. I haven't thought about that till this night. For that, I thank you. Thank you, UCSD. Nice. Let me end on a high note here. What's that? Well, that's not the way to do it. Actually, every writer I've hired stood up at the end of a seminar and screamed that question to me, unintelligibly. And they were immediately hired. Congratulations. That's our process. I hope you liked it. I think my time is up here, but I'm going to leave you with these words. I honestly, besides all the joking and fooling around, it was a real honor to be invited down here. There's nothing I like more in the world than talking to young people who are smart and funny. And so, good luck to all of you. I'm sure you'll see me around LA. And if you do, say hi, because I have many. I actually am one of those people that likes to say hi to people. So when you see me in LA getting out of my gold Bentley with the license plate stud with four D's, wearing my pimp hat, what's that? What part of LA? Do you want the address? We'll talk separately. But anyway, please come up and say hi to me. And I like to, my favorite part about this business and about this job is meeting people and making some kind of connection. And then whether it's 5 years from now, 10, 15, 20, you say, I molested you, or I hit you in the head with my head at UCSD. And it's going to mean a lot to me. So thank you very much. Thanks for coming out tonight. See you guys later. Bye, bye, bye.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.